All right, so there was this girl I met named Diamond in the hospital, and she was a trans girl, and she was like severely autistic. But she was awesome. I loved her. I called her my baby girl and my lady and baby and honey because she was my little sister. And she, though, was like retarded. And I'm sorry to say that, but she was retarded. And God bless her. I love her. She doesn't know how to dial a phone, and no one will call for her. So I don't think she can call me or anyone, which is sad. But she was lactose intolerant. And every meal, I would see her getting like the most cheese and dairy possible. And then afterwards, she would pat her big tummy because she was really skinny, but she took like a lot of weight gain antipsychotics. And those like increase visceral fat real bad. So anyway, she would pat her big tummy and say, "I have bubble guts. I have bubble guts. My stomach hole." And I would be like, "Yeah, you got to stop fucking eating dairy. You're killing yourself. You do this every day, Diamond." And I saw her eat a mayonnaise packet once. And every time she got a salad at the cafeteria, what she
Oh
would
yeah,
do, she
that's
liked
oh my,
that.
yeah.
One of my favorite things about Diamond. So she liked to mix Diet Coke, caffeine free Diet Coke, treated us like animals. And she would pour the Diet Coke and ginger ale with the ice into her salad and eat it. And she said, "It's very good. It's so good. You want to try it?" And I go, "No, I won't have fucking Diet Coke without caffeine."
Yeah, that's the deal
It's
for me.
offensive.
Yeah.
It offended me.
You know, my dad was really into that. He because he liked to drink. He was really into Dimebag
Yeah, he
Darrell.
was.
And Dimebag
Didn't he used
Darrell.
to cry at that video, the one where they're by the river?
Never saw him crying. No, I cried at that.
I
I
got a
got
little
pretty
bit stuff.
emotional with
Yeah,
Zach
it's
Lyle
sad.
and
It's sad.
Dimebag Darrell.
It's a beautiful song.
Actually, I listened to it not too long ago, and it kind of sucked.
Really? It's a
I
bad
think I
song?
just got wrapped up in thinking about their friendship and
It is
Dimebag dying
sad.
and Zach Wilde there with the
Gone
P,
before his
and
time.
he destroys the PA
Yes!
River,
Set fire to my
which is
music.
so crazy. It's to be like, we're gonna bring a grand piano out into the middle of a river, and then I'm gonna destroy it with an
That's
axe to
cool.
honor my friend. But Dimebag Darrell has this signature drink called the Black Tooth Grin.
What is it?
And it's Crown Royal and Coca-Cola.
That sounds okay.
But so my dad would replicate this drink.
With what?
Well, he didn't have enough. Crown Royal was too expensive.
I do
And
like the
so
purple bag. I used to keep shit in there all the
I
time.
think everybody did.
They're great.
So he never had enough money for Crown Royal. And so he would take the he would buy Evan Williams, which is just so.
Not,
You ever had Evan Williams?
yuck, no,
It is
yuck.
just so. It's
Respect.
like terrible knockoff Jack Daniel's.
Bottom shelf whiskey and shit is like pretty good. Like King
Yeah,
of the House.
it just stuff is just
Yucky. It's
terrible.
yucky.
But then he would mix it with caffeine-free
What the fuck?
Coke because he didn't want it to keep him up, you know, and
Your
make
dad
him
loves to sleep. He loves doing heroin.
well. Now he does. Now he back then he wasn't doing heroin. He was just drinking.
Still not great.
So my dad, I don't want to get too much into it. I've written a story about it.
The Breeze.
I'm not trying to.
He's nicknamed himself The Breeze.
Yes, his nickname used to be Craze.
Yes, I remember when we first met, it was Craze, and we looked at his Facebook and laughed at it all
Yeah.
the time, all our friends.
He had on his hand,
Oh, God.
Craze plus Carly because my mom's name is Carlene.
That was regrettable.
Yes, and then when they eventually got divorced, he put a weed leaf over Carly's name. So it just said Craze and a weed leaf. But he's done with Craze because that's too hostile. That's too whatever. Now he's the
He's a
Breeze.
gentle sage.
He's a gentle sage. And I won't get too into him. But one thing that I think is a perfect kind of encapsulation of him is we went to my grandparents' house for Thanksgiving, and this is the first time Lynn has ever met my father.
Wonderful food.
It was great food.
Yeah.
Good Appalachian food, which just sounds like an
But it's true. It was your
it was
Grandma Shirley was good. That Baltimore girl could
yeah,
cook.
she could cook. But my dad, because my grandfather had passed, he decided that he was the head of the household or whatever. But he comes out super gacked, which if you don't know,
Oh, just fuckered up.
yeah, gacked is slang for
Well, Gat.
smoking a lot of meth.
Yeah, he was fuckered up. I
But
feel
he
like he
was.
was. Yeah. Wasn't he also like shooting heroin too? Because he
Yes,
was
yes,
all
yes.
fuckered up, dude.
So he was super energetic, but also incredibly bloated.
Very slow.
And so he goes to carve the turkey, and so he wears a bunch of, as you can imagine, a bunch of
There are
rings.
like 9 or 10 rings,
So he's
maybe
like
more.
he's trying to take all his rings off his swollen fingers, and he puts them all in a cup. And he also had three different vapes that had three different
Oh,
flavors, and he
shit.
put them in the cup. And then he's just destroying this fucking turkey. And then
Hideous, hideous.
he left early. It's funny because I was up in the woods. They have like a there's a porch, all right. And then and then there's woods that goes up a hill and stuff. And I'm playing with my I guess they're nephews, but I
Yeah.
was playing with my nephews. And he's having such a long a conversation, trying to negotiate some kind of drug deal, some kind of drug deal. So this is Thanksgiving Day. It is 3 p.m.
A beautiful day,
And
thank you, Ronald.
he leaves,
He did, he did.
and he, I don't,
Did he come back?
I don't know if he came back. I know we left. It doesn't matter. But
No.
yeah, so that's my dad. That's
Oh, he also likes to take Facebook selfies of himself pretending to
Oh
sleep.
yeah,
But you can
that
see that his arm is like out in the camera position and he's got his eyes closed peacefully and shit.
yeah, he's like just getting some Z's, you know what I mean? You can see his arm out the
Yeah, it's so
fucking
good.
good.
Remember I told you that the TV was always on mute and in the daytime? Yeah.
So I guess in the hospital, the TVs were like Comcast, whatever, they have the music channels at the end, right?
Yeah.
Well, they had those, but the music channels were muted.
Everything was muted all the time because I think it would disturb us and there would be an occurrence. That's what they called it when someone was bad.
An occurrence.
An occurrence.
Like SPC. SPC.
What's SPC?
Like the is that the monster guys? No?
SCP.
Let's see. Well, okay. They had the music channels on,
Yeah.
but they're muted, and so there's just like pictures of there's pictures of like R&B artists about because they're
Rappers and divas,
yeah
yeah.
just like
Silent pictures of Mary J. Blige, like
just
splashing across the screen.
bouncing around like a
Yeah. And
screensaver.
it was like people, you remember the scene in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest where they're asking to watch the baseball game, right? And
Classic
the
movie,
TV's
classic
blank.
scene.
So there would be people sitting in the chairs, like this big fat black girl named Siobhan, and this guy named Scotty, who always wore the tiny shorts, who was fucked up as hell, and he asked me once if I was. He said, "You got shoes on?" And I was like, "No, man, I got socks on." And he goes, "You got pretty little feet."
You see, that's the thing. It's like, how does he know that your feet are pretty or little if he doesn't even know if you have shoes or socks on?
We only got those XL socks. One time I went in the bathroom and the orderly unlocked the door, not knowing he was in there. And he had me walk backwards back into the bathroom. I guess so he could see what I don't know. I don't know why. You had to do a bunch of shit. But, Scotty was in there, and when he came out and I went in, luckily I didn't see anything like his weird dick or anything. I bet it was weird as fuck, schizo dick. So when I got in there were black pubes, curly black pubes all over the sink, and all over the mirror. And it's like there are no scissors, there's no razors, obviously, there's nothing like that. So like the only conclusion I could come to was that this motherfucker was pulling out his pubes one by one in that bathroom for some fucking reason.
The worst. It seemed like the worst fucking hospital in the world.
It was real bad. I drank out of the sink like an animal a lot because they wouldn't
Animals
let
don't
me have
drink out of the
water.
sink, though. You say this, but animals don't drink out of
Well,
sinks.
then like an animal-like person, like a furry. No, they're not real animals. They'll never be real animals. They don't have animal ears. They don't have animal tails.
Even when you die, your skeleton will not be an
It
animal.
will be that of a human.
It will be
They will write your human name on your grave.
I'm a fervestigator. I don't think that you're really a dog man.
I am 6'2" and I am a doctor.
No, 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 no,
And
no.
my nickname is Normal Linden. People call me that. Now, I'm better.
You were really serious about the doctor thing for
For
a
a long
while.
time, yeah.
How
God was
was?
talking to me a lot. I remember I was really into archons and like Gnosticism.
Yeah.
I'm still really into Gnosticism, but and archons did like tell me like this was so real I cried because it was so scary and they kept appearing by the cat tree and like in the dark and talking to me and shit. And they were like, just because you're free doesn't mean you can do anything you want. And then I knew,
True snake.
like, you know, yeah, for real. And then I
That's a true
knew, like,
snake.
you know, in a nightmare when you're gonna die, that
Oh no.
this was like a subterranean hell prison and we're all trapped here, but it's not real.
Okay, well, you're not going to be normal in London for very long.
That was before I got normal. They cured me.
Okay.
They treated me like a dangerous dog, but it helped.
Tallinn cured his autism. You have cured your schizophrenia.
Both of us with mandalas. You know that look how I follow named Staff, like Sapphire Crimson Claw?
No, I don't know
No.
Sapphire.
They're the like Celtic Druid one, that real fat one who wears the fedora with the pins. They're a trans man, and they have the beard. And they one time beat their mom over a loaf of bread. She has cancer. She's had cancer like four times.
Oh, is this the one who made the who makes the mo No, that's the other. That's
Oh,
the
the
roommate.
ghost fucker, the one who's in a relationship with like Jeffrey Dahmer and the Night Stalker,
Is
and
that the one?
yeah, that's the one, the ghost fucker.
Oh yeah. So they think that they're married and they're having sexual relationships with Michael Jackson,
Yes, Michael Jackson.
and but you
And
see,
now Loki
they also believe
from
this.
Marvel Avengers or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
But isn't that played by the Cumberbatch guy?
I don't think so. It's
Who's
played
the?
by some other weird looking guy.
I don't know. I never watched any of his stuff.
I don't
It's
know.
just.
Benedict Cumberbatch, whenever I hear his name, I always think of an egg. I guess because of breakfast.
I think of popcorn. I think because it's a
What?
really. Because it's
That's retarded. You're
like.
fucked up.
No, because like Orville Redenbacher, you know, it's like a old, old
Oh.
Monopoly name. You know,
Okay.
and yeah.
Is he like the shoe or the car or
No, it's not like that. No, it's like the vibe of Monopoly, old time capitalists. Lynn's a genius. I love him, but he is not like
I'm retarded, bro. That's what they say.
not anymore. You're normal. You
I
cured
am
your
normal Lyndon,
condition.
not retarded. Genius, actually.
Being
No,
schizophrenic and being retarded is this.
we did a personality test in the hospital, right? Where they had us draw a pig, and based on how we drew the pig, like if the pig faced to the left, or if the pig had a long tail, or if
You
the
just
pig had
can't
four
do
legs.
left or right, though.
What?
You don't know how to do left or right, but you can do east and west, which is weird.
Sometimes I can. I don't know where to point where the sun goes.
What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean?
You know what I mean? Like, where does the sun
Oh, where
set?
it sets.
Like, oh, watch me point. Okay, that's east and that's west, right?
Well,
Grand
no,
River Boulevard goes down that way.
no, what I mean, I'm not talking. I'm talking about
The
navigating.
sun rises in the east and sets in the
You see,
west.
I always get confused about that.
No,
We
I
end
feel
up
like
rising
I'm
sun,
wrong,
right?
right? And that's east, so that's
I
where it
know.
rises.
But what I meant by that is like if you like when instead of left and right, if you go west and
Are
east
they
and
the
it
same?
rhymes. Yeah, you no. Okay. We're gonna drop this
I
one.
passed my
See,
GED test by one point,
this is
bro.
what I'm trying to get at. He is a genius, but there's things like this that are rough. And so the fact that he's the best civilization player I've ever seen, but it is was hard scrabble brute force.
Genghis Khan, man.
I've seen him lose hundreds upon hundreds of games. He just has tried every possibility because he doesn't understand economics. He doesn't really understand the systems and stuff like
I
that.
understand the systems, bro.
Now
2,000
you
something
do.
hours in
Now
each
you
one.
now you do, but it was all brute force. There wasn't
That's
any
how I
kind of
usually approach
There
it.
was not any kind of strategy or anything like this.
Normal Lyndon, Warrior Lyndon, 6'2 Lyndon.
You're not 6'2".
I am
You're not
6'2.
6'2".
Yes, I am.
Well, Christ.
Jesus, it's not appropriate. That's yucky.
Man, okay, so we're already like so far into this podcast. I should do some what like these. I've been picking up the lingo
Of what?
of the podcasting lingo,
What's the podcast lingo?
so we need to
Cut.
no
Objection.
no what are you talking about? Those aren't fucking podcasts. What are you
You
talking?
could listen to the People's Court and not watch it. You'd get what was happening.
That's not a podcast. That's not a podcast, but we should let them know what's happening. So this is a special. I can't believe went like 30 minutes. But this is a special episode of the podcast. I was going to do it alone. But luckily my husband Lynn,
Yeah, we're married.
yes, this is my husband Lynn. And he is an artist and a writer and
I
all that stuff, but
guess.
he's helping me with this episode.
It's
I
embarrassing.
guess we'll say the because I'm not Bill Burr. I don't know if I could still do
I'm
well.
Bill
Maybe
Burr.
I can. Maybe I'm robbing everyone of my
Bill Burr.
just my wit, the unfiltered David for a while.
David Uncut. It'd be so gross if you were uncircumcised, bro.
Dude.
I'd hate you. We can't talk about that.
No, let's not. So, what's going on with the podcast? Well, Emily quit the podcast. She wanted me to say it was for creative differences, which is a way to put it. It is true. That is, you know, that is true. That is true. Mari is still in the pod. He'll be back next week. He's
I'm
sick.
free.
Well, he's not really sick.
He's, yeah,
Yeah,
no, that's
he's working
okay.
on stuff and he wanted to take a break and he also needed to get away from all of this whatever had happened. It doesn't matter. I can't talk about it. I promised I wouldn't. But the funny thing is he's been mostly nonverbal and just
Like autistic?
no, he's been that's when he doesn't talk. Okay.
I know.
No, it's not autistic. It's not autism.
He's normal.
He's normal.
Normal
Well,
Mari.
he's not normal
Normal Mari.
because he just starts normal Mario, yes. But he's been DMing me just his step counts. And then he texts me his step counts. He just keeps giving me updates on his step counts.
Rocks.
And that's been most of the communication through these trying times. But yeah, that's what's happening. Like I said, Mario will be back next week. I believe so, yes. And we're giving Lynn a test drive. So I guess if you like Lynn, say you would like him to continue with us. If not, then
You probably won't.
yeah. He's a very
I'm divisive,
normal. You're not
but
divisive.
normal.
You know, you did do all the retard voices. I was trying to I
What, Diamond's voice?
yeah, you know, it's
I
kind
can't help it. That's how Diamond sounded. I love her so much, but that's how she sounds. Like, I feel like I can't talk about her without doing a voice.
doing no vote.
Doing a voice. One time, so she, I'm vegan, and one day she said, I was her role model, and that she was very inspired, which is a very foolish thing to do. But she's a little retarded. God bless her, my honey. So anyway, she wanted to go vegan, and the day beforehand, she ate like, I don't know, like three Pop-Tarts. This guy stole her away a Pop-Tart, which is very chivalrous of him. She wanted to fuck him after that. She wanted to fuck everybody, bro.
So sexual. Autistic people can get very sexual.
It's disturbing.
Yes.
They shouldn't have sex.
Don't say
No. I'm kidding.
this
I'm
is a
kidding.
eugenics thing.
It's not a eugenics thing.
What is it then?
I don't know. I just think they shouldn't.
It's too risky.
So anyway, she wanted to go vegan, and the next day at lunch, she kept asking me like, "Is chicken vegan? Is lasagna parmesan vegan or eggplant parmesan?" And I was like, "No, honey, no. And you're lactose intolerant." And it was just very funny, dude. Yeah, I love her. I'll tell you about her vampire sugar daddy later.
The
It's awesome.
Okay, we are back. Welcome back
Hello.
to Response Pod. It is me and Lyndon.
Hello.
So I've been doing learning podcasting slang, the terms, and so I learned this from Chapo Chapo.
Oh.
Fans of the pod. So we're gonna do house cleaning or housekeeping,
What's
little
that?
housekeeping. So housekeeping is basically just up to business stuff I have to talk
Oh,
about.
okay.
So you may or may not know, we still don't have a better name for this, but we do the billboard. Guesses. And so what you do is you email me at david.responsepod@gmail.com. Spelled like you would think all those words are spelled. And so if you have something you want to promote, something you want to say, anything like that, go ahead and send it to me, and with an offer, hopefully, for
Oh.
money. It like some kind of money, kind of incentive. Doesn't need to be much. It could be a dollar. It could be,
Care?
don't do 50 cents or something. But if it's good enough, if it's really good, I'll read it for free.
Anything.
Yes, and we do have some takers up on that. So, all of these are anonymous, these ones, and you don't have to do them anonymous. I think the people did these anonymously, except for one, because they didn't want to be associated with what they were saying. All right, so first up on the billboard, we got to come up with a better name for that.
Billboard's not good.
Yeah, what's a good name?
Oh no, you're the name guy.
Well, it's the billboard. And so, first up on the billboard is, "Why do you all sound like that?" Which is, think, pretty rude. Pretty rude thing. But it did make me chuckle. The next one is very rude.
Really?
And I believe I know who sent this one.
Do they hate you?
I don't know. It's very funny, though.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I don't know if I encouraged this or not, but they said, "You guys should kill yourself." Just like that.
Do
Just
a flip.
this next one is funny, especially given the circumstance.
You got a lot.
Yeah, made like, I won't say how much I made. That's class.
That's
That's tacky.
gauche.
Tacky. Gauche. This one's, I'm sorry about this one, buddy. You're probably a little bit too late, but Emily, will you date me, please? So maybe still, I don't know. I don't
Misconnection.
know. I'm sure she's not going to be listening to this. And the second to last one is actually a very nice one. And this was not put forward by him. So he has an admirer or something like that. But so this next one is, "Buy Taylor Napolsky's book, Economic Despair. It is beautiful and life-changing."
Oh,
So someone, you have a secret fan out there, Taylor. This sucks
that's
because,
sweet.
no, but you don't know this guy. He's
I don't.
always fucking on my
He's
not,
fucking
he's
on you?
literally, no, he doesn't fuck with me. It's
He
just,
seems nice.
you don't want
I
to
don't know
fuel
what's
the
wrong
fire
with you.
anymore.
The
He's a
fire of love? This is
he's
cute.
a super fan.
This
Which
could
is
have
good.
super
I know.
fans.
Oh yeah,
What's wrong
okay.
with you?
Okay, Taylor, you're fine.
You're great.
Send me
Shut
a
the fuck
copy
up.
of your book. I'll read it. I'll read it. I'll read the book. But so yes, you got this. And so the last one is named from someone named Will. And I'm gonna have Lynn read this one. I've already read it. I really like it a lot. But this is from someone named Will. Go ahead and open up
I
the
haven't
there's
seen it.
you haven't seen it yet, but I think it's really good. And this is the
Oh.
best use of the billboard, I think. Will actually, maybe I will say this. Will paid me
What?
$150 for this
How do we get that money?
one.
Where's
He
the
spent
money?
it.
What?
Spent it.
Why don't you tell me this shit? What is wrong with you? Remember, I forget who said it, but they were like, only poor people use washcloths. And I said that
Remember
to.
Tom Segura
I
did.
said that to, we found that out and I was like, only David uses a washcloth because he
Did
is
no?
poor.
Why is it poor? Why is
I
it poor? It's a whole other article that you have. Well,
don't know. It's
how
just
could having
poor.
more make it
It
poor?
just reads as poor, dude.
It's not
My dad
poor.
went to
Washcloths
Brown.
are fancy. That's you'd use washcloths.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, no, $150.
I can't believe you spent that money.
Yeah.
What did you spend? Never mind.
No, well, we can talk about it later. Just keep the house up to date.
I'm house cleaning.
House I didn't clean the house while you were
You
gone.
didn't at all. You ate chips for
Anyway,
dinner every night.
you're cutting into the billboard
I'm
thing. Okay,
sorry.
so this is the billboard. This was sent by Will. Go ahead, Lynn.
Okay. Post-mortem on the Anna Kripalapova seduction attempt. What went wrong and how we can improve in the future? One. Successful seduction attempts do not typically take place at 8:40 a.m. Let's rethink things timing-wise, moving forward. Two. Making the conversation about an erotically charged love poem you've written for another woman. Mistake? We're not so sure. On one hand, it introduces your passion in an undeniable yet non-threatening way. It also establishes social proof, which makes you more attractive, not unlike wearing a wedding ring. True. On the other hand, the projected lack of confidence in your own writing and wooing abilities, as well as the willingness to contact a female stranger for romantic advice, are questionably attractive traits. Three. Tried and failed to drag the conversation out into other topics. We're not quite sure how not talking at all could fare better, but continuing to talk when you shouldn't is a stumble and seems to cause most early stage problems. Four, what do women want? What do women actually want? Beautiful, intelligent women? What do they want? We don't know. And that is the house cleaning, the billboard.
That is the billboard. So yes, if you have a message, you have something produced. That's so good. And
I
it's
like it.
related because we are going to review one of Anna's stories today.
Yes.
But yes, go to the billboard at david.responsepod@gmail.com. So we're going to be reviewing two stories today. Review is weird. I don't know.
I
We're going to be talking about two stories. One is on Mumu House called The Opportunist by Anna Krivolapova.
Yes.
And I do feel like I was primed for this name pronunciation because the only other Russian that I know is Pivyat and Cheeky Breaky
Is the
on
last
Bonke.
one a word?
Yeah, this is real Russian.
I know it's real Russian, but what does the last word mean?
I don't know. It's what
I
guys
don't
say
know.
in Stalker.
I studied Russian for a while and then I started getting really sick, but
Yeah, I can't.
okay, so I still see the value in this, right?
No,
And people
no,
tell me no.
no,
So
no.
maybe you should say, because I think it wasn't that bad.
Was very bad. It was very bad.
I was studying.
He was learning Russian and was taking the notes in spirals. He was t like spirals, just taking the. And I asked him, like, how the fuck? What are you doing? And he said that it was easier to interpret
To
them.
pick up the important things because you saw them more often, which makes sense.
People don't take notes in spirals. Anyway, so this is on Mumu House, and I guess apologies to Mumu House because last time we reviewed a story there, I said that their main page wouldn't zoom in, and my cell phone screen was very dirty. And I wouldn't zoom in. So it does zoom in now. Or they fixed it and they're gaslighting me, which I wouldn't put past Tao.
Oh no.
That homeless man out on that
That
island.
homeless man out on the Nile? Is that what
He's
you
on an
said?
island. He's
Is
on an
he?
yeah,
What island?
he's the biggest one.
Hawaii?
Why? That's not even the
No.
I knew that if I said the biggest island that you would say Hawaii.
You knew
And
Hawaii? Japan.
no, he's no.
Australia.
No, he's on Hawaii. He's in Hawaii.
Well, why did you not say I was right?
You were
You
right.
assumed I would be
Now,
right. Okay. The
I
opportunist.
assumed if I said the biggest island that you would say Hawaii.
Because I'm smart.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Why don't you start? You go ahead
Okay.
and start on the story.
Yeah, because I feel like, I don't know, I enjoyed it so much. Maybe I don't have as many notes as you. I mostly took down notes about, like, stuff I thought that was really funny or really fucked up or sounded really good, because I just think it's great and I liked it so much. And thank you, Anna. You're great for the story. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree
Sorry.
fully.
S I don't know. Sorry for being like this. Anyway,
For gushing, your gushy
I
nose.
really liked it.
Yeah, it's a perfect story.
It's really funny. The construction's like really good. There's like not a wasted sentence or a wasted word. Like it's just good. The proud ornithologist in khakis was very good. That really got me. The fascist line of ants. My favorite part was she judged me for using a tool. This evil fucking woman,
Yes, it's
Svetlana.
fucking
Svetlana.
perfect name
What
too.
was her nationality again? Let me see. I think she was
I don't think it listed her
It
nationality.
did. It did. It did. It did. Let's see.
Yes.
You're right. It doesn't say that. I don't know what's wrong with me. I thought it was 20,000 miles across.
The United States is not that
How long is the
long.
world?
The world is about 25,000 miles across. Let's not talk. Get back
Okay.
to the story. Get
Okay.
your head in the game.
I just feel like it's perfect and gorgeous, and I don't have that much to say about it because I enjoyed it so much. We were talking about it being like a Raymond Carver story, kinda. And I feel like that's like an apt descriptor, because it's just so tight.
Yeah, people forget how funny Raymond
He's
Carver
very
is.
funny.
He's
That
just
was a
so.
garage sale fucking story, right?
Yes.
It's kind of evil. It's really
It's
good.
just there's just such
But it's like simple and it's not like annoying or like it's not overcomplicated. Like everything just,
Everything
she's so straight.
works. It's not even that it's a straight, it's like
Like it's complicated, like in terms of like interactions and like, I don't know. Maybe I'm being stupid. I'm childlike. I
try.
have a childlike sense of wonder.
Well, I hate I think I hate when people say strong, something has a strong voice. I think it's such a fucking empty, stupid thing to say because what, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. What's a weak voice? But the voice in this story is, it's so casual, but it's exacting. You know what I mean? And the prose is so tight, but there's space and wiggle room in it. And I wouldn't say that there's like a lightness or an airiness, but just wiggle room and space so that everything feels so natural while being like impeccably constructed. The writing is it's delicate work. It's delicate work. It's like a tinkering, you know what I mean? But it doesn't show any of
It's
the
not like laborious.
yeah, it doesn't show any of the damage of the fine tools used to do it. You know what I mean? The story and the work is not delicate, if that makes sense, but it's like
Clock fixing type shit.
yes,
Or
it is.
watch.
And what I get from it is I guess I hate to do this because it can be kind of insulting or whatever to compare it to other writers.
Yeah, I can see that.
But maybe it's flattering, but yes, there's definitely strong. Like it makes me feel like some of Carver's best work because people forget how funny he is, and like th this story is
Yeah.
so funny
Oh, it's really funny.
and so precise in such a subtle way as well. And but I also get a little bit of Amy Hempel as far as the
Yeah.
command of structure.
You remember the part, of course you remember it, but remember when she mercy killed that fucking guy with a rock? I know anyone would remember that, but that was fucking cool. That was
Yeah,
spooky.
the accumulation of everything.
Yes.
Okay, so what was I saying? You get some Carver in there. You also get like, and obviously she's a fan of Brodigan, but you do get like that kind of Richard Brodigan kind of sense of humor to it.
Yeah.
And again, I'm sorry to like compare, but I'm only comparing to these people because it is like that's the it's that it is that close to greatness.
We enjoy those things so much, and I think we both really enjoyed this.
Yeah, and it's not don't it's not derivative, but it's informed by those works. It is like that classic like 80s canon of short when short stories really just became solidified as like, big deal. Like the craft is reaching like its peak. You know what I mean? Maybe not peak or whatever, but those kind of masters, and it's not derivative of those things, but instead very informed by them. The mechanics and the styles are just you can tell Anna is under they're just well understood and knows how to deploy these things, and not only that, knows how to tweak them to
Yeah.
suit the story.
Anna's popping off in this one. Cool. Did you know the Balearic Islands where they are? It's an archipelago in Spain. I just looked it up. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, I have a whole thing about
Oh, you
that.
do? It
Yeah,
must be
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah, it is gorgeous. It is gorgeous. But the prose is it's tight, but it's not minimalist. It's not minimalist, really at all. And it does so many good things. I don't know.
Like, I don't know, in such a small space, like, I feel like I haven't read a lot of, like, current short stories and stuff, and David shows me them sometimes from, like, literary magazines and stuff. And so many people are into, what is it called? Like, I'm stupid, but, like, autofiction, is that what it
Yeah,
is when it's short,
autofiction.
or just really short pieces that are, like, for internet brains, it seems like, or whatever, I don't know. But I don't,
Disposable kind of
I'm
stuff.
not so fond of them, but this is, like, such a good length and uses its space like so efficiently. And I really appreciate like my time not being fucking wasted because I feel like these people waste my fucking time and it's really irritating.
That's the
And
irony
I'm
of it.
unemployed, but it's not like I don't have free time, but it's like when I read shit like that, I feel like they're wasting my
Well,
time.
you see, isn't that such the irony of the thing? It's like we need a 5-minute read because people's attention spans are
Fuck
there, but
you.
it's just like you waste my 5 minutes with this. I'd rather spend 20. But I want to go through I guess I'll go through the story. Some of the well, let me lay out this th and this might be I don't know, this might be dumb brain. Maybe someone will think this is dumb. But so words in your brain are like multidimensional. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is like magic. You know, it is when you hear a word, it's going to be like you hear the word itself, and
Like a
then
cave drawing.
yeah, no, not like no, not at all like a cave drawing, but like everything that's been associated with that word comes to mind, and you know, and the things that are associated to that. Think of like it becoming like a 20-sided die. It's like multidimensional, and but it's all
Actually.
these things at once. And Anna does this so fucking well. Some things like when the wife is putting the lactic acid on her cheeks.
Yes,
You know what I
yes.
mean?
Her eye mask, and I loved the thing about the armpit fat in the kimono dress that it was supposed to hide the armpit fat. That was
Yes, that
such a
was hers.
special lady thing. I love it. She's right.
Yeah, yes. And I think like Anna does these things that is like world building, but it is the world being built is the real world. You know what I mean? And that is so, I think, important. Like say for the lactic acid thing, I mean, you can even make like the kind of you can maybe it's a little bit of a stretch, but like I said, this is multidimensional, and the lactic acid comes up like right before that she was eating fruit and things like that. And also lactic acid, if you have too much in your blood, it makes you it like poisons you.
He was very critical about the fruit. He was like, "You're a stupid bitch. You're leaving that fruit out for the
Yeah, he
flies.
was
You're
like,
cutting it
dude,
so too early.
how
I'm
fucking
gonna kill you with a
spiteful.
lantern."
I love him being like so guilty that there's ants crawling over, but then like the review like that she is like doesn't care and is like crushing them, and she won't show any weakness to, because
No.
she doesn't. There is no weakness.
She's
You can
like
have
that
things.
fucking rock cliff, bro.
And the brutality at which she eats the fruit.
Yes,
Well, you
yes.
know, like I
I
said, it's
love a woman eating crazy.
like I said, with like how words work is like that to me is like such a great bridge towards the end of the story when she's fucking stoving in people's
Yeah.
heads with a rock like it's a broken melon. But with the lactic acid thing, using the word pipette
Yeah.
instead of dropper, which can be used interchangeably, but pipette is like shows a certain kind of knowledge. It is a specific kind of dropper, usually used in science things. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So
he's doing science to her face.
it's also just a much more interesting word. It's a nice word, and it's these specifics. Or another great example is saying Sinesta instead of like a single pop,
What
a
is
single prop.
Sinesta?
Well, a Sinesta is it's a company, and they were known. Now they make jets and stuff, but they were known for making like single prop airplanes.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And the context clues in the story.
The plane that crashed.
Yeah, the context clues in the story, you know it is a single prop thing, but if you know what a Sinesta is, you know that's it's nice. Like I said, world building, it's world building, but the world being built is the real world. You know what I mean? Also using I can't.
Ornithology, ornithologist,
Yeah,
birds.
instead of a bird watcher, this also like relays like a sense of class, or I don't want to say aristocratic kind of thing, like a sense of class to these people, to the narrator. You know what I mean? Already they can afford to like rent out a fucking, well, not them, but the family can, you know,
They're doing well.
these little things being relayed. You know what
Yeah.
I mean? This and that's exactly what you, that's just exactly what you want. And one of my favorite examples of this, and this is kind of, I don't know, it's not galaxy brain, and I don't think a typical reader would get this. Okay,
Not me.
but so when the plane crashes, there's one thing that I love so much, where so it crashes into the island cliff, or it crashes into the island. And there's a space between the island and these jagged things of rocks. And instead of saying a strait or trying to describe those things, she uses Dardanelles. You know what I mean?
No.
Which is a specific strait.
What does that like? What is the difference?
Well, a Dardanelle is it's a specific strait, like in
I
by
heard it.
Turkey. You know
Ah,
what I mean?
really?
Yes, but so that relays, you know, all those words that it just took me to describe this like rockin' thing. Say Dardanelles, not only interesting, not only you know, if you know it, it's kind of like a little Easter egg. It's just like
That's a good word.
it gives you all of that right there. It's not, well, it's a proper noun, you know what I mean? It's a very specific kind of strait,
A good word.
and so that's great. And using the island of Mallorca, Mallorca, you see.
Oh, Mallorca?
Yeah, you see, I sit here and I fucking can't pronounce her name right, but I can't do these. But like, that brings up so much stuff to mind because, first off, it's such a beautiful, beautiful imagery.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful island, beautiful beaches. It's an island off of Spain. The sea that the island is in is just a part of the Mediterranean. I think, what is it called?
The Balearic Islands, if I'm reading that right.
Yes, but it's like the biggest island there. And that brings, at least to my mind, especially if you know this stuff, like that's like a very, very old island and ancient, which kind of like taps into me like the brutality of the wife when she goes sicko mode.
Oh, wow. It was formated in 1276. I guess it's older than that because it's an island.
Yeah, so that's when the nation was founded. I think it's still like a Republic of Spain, but I don't know. But they also have a dance there,
Oh.
like a I don't want to say ceremonial because that makes it sound like tribal or stuff like that. But there's a very popular dance there that's been there forever. People go and see it, where it's usually with three people, and like a lady is being defended from a devil, and
I'm
so that
sick.
like a angel, no, like an angel or a knight is defending a lady from a devil. And so this story's not like, but like I said, this words are multidimensional in our brain. You know what I mean? And so those things are brought to mind. Also, I think of, have you ever read, what is it? Is it The Perfect Day or This Perfect World, This Perfect Day? By It's by the guy who wrote Rosemary's Baby,
I don't remember his name.
Ivor Levin.
No.
That story, that book is about, basically, a supercomputer AI controls the world, and the island is more locked.
Mallorca.
Yes, and that is like the last stronghold against like a supercomputer. Like I said, this is just things that come to mind when I think of this island, of use intentionally using this island. And maybe she didn't like consider this, but it's like that makes me think of the isolation. That makes me think how there's no cell phones to it, because it's like this is also can be kind of timeless, you know what I mean? Like a reference to cell phones and other things. So I just think about that. This is an island that doesn't, like I said, maybe that's stupid. Maybe
You like what you like.
you know what I mean? And like I said, it's like hiding little Easter eggs or like world building, but it is our world, and that's what you're trying to do, right? Short stories, when they're working at their best, can make a whole entire world, but there's not the, you know, there's not the
You get everything.
things don't have to be belabored and things like that if you write them right, and if you write them well. It's just yeah, I would say it's a perfect story.
I love it. I loved it
It's
so much. It
completely
was very
perfect.
good.
If a 10 out of 10 is a story, like that's basically the best story Yeah, ever it changes your life when you read it. This story is an 8 or a 9. You know what I mean?
You should read it.
You should definitely read it. Oh, some things I want to bring up that I really liked was the twisting of the pillow 90 degrees, and she trying to not let him hear her breathe.
A very
And he's
fastidious woman with her silent breathing and lactic acid and little pipette.
Or the next day when she makes a decorative, he calls it a decorative breakfast that gets cold before anybody even gets up. You know what I mean? Because it takes so long. You know, it's just like these kind of small things. And this is only a sentence. You know, fucking take notes. When you hear me get really didactic and talk about wasted space and things not meaning anything, this is the shit I'm talking about. This is what you should be trying to do. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you have to do it this way. I think humor is a very good tool that you should be using. Even just like structuring, and like I've said before, structuring things like jokes, you know, for that kind of payoff. Just take notes, read her story. This is how it's done. That's just how it's done. And if anybody wants to send me a copy of her
Please.
short story
I
collection,
don't have any money.
I will read it. I will read it. Oh, I said I would. Apocalypse Confidential.
What about that?
Her book is Incurable. See, I'm so bad at this. See, I this is the thing. I wish Emily was here at least for this kind of thing. She's very good at this kind of stuff.
Wait,
So,
let me
apoc.
look it up.
No, I know it.
Oh.
It's so. Her book is Incurable Gramophobia, which
What
is
does it mean?
it's a fear of writing, a fear of writing.
And it has a really cool cover. It looks
And it,
beautiful.
no, and the cover is like so. It just reminds me of like those vintage contemporaries from like
Yeah.
the 50s.
Well, some of the
Little,
best looking books.
some of the best looking books. You know what I mean? But oh yes. We said that we would shout out our boy over at Dawson. Dawson, this is your shout out.
Dawson.
Also, send me Anna's book.
We're shouting you out.
We're shouting you out. You have to do it now.
Please.
So yes, that's the thing. Go read the story. It's on Moo Moo House, The Opportunist. Okay. Next up on The Chopping Block. Chop. That sounds so violent.
We're nice.
Well, we're nice. Is a story that was published in like a little Suave number 6. I think that's some kind of journal or a print magazine kind of thing. And honestly, I hate the layout on the. Have you seen the layout at the
I'm
bottom?
looking at the Substack.
I know, but at the bottom it has what the Suave page layout.
Oh, that's very hard to read. It looks
Yeah,
cool.
neither here nor there.
Reminds me of like record covers for Limp Wrist.
No, yes. Yeah. I could see that. I could see that. But it was put out on by on Suave, whatever that is. I'm so sorry. It's a magazine. Go buy it. I'm sure they're great. I'm sure they're awesome. It's a story called Limit Break, and it's by Ryan D. Peterson. Peterson? Yeah.
Yes.
But with a E's in there
Like a
instead of an O.
candy.
Scan, he does look very Slav.
David said he was cute, but I think he looks
It's
like David's
oh,
brother.
he got a dumb haircut, but his body's
I like a
nice.
dumb haircut. I didn't see his body.
He
I just
kind of
saw
does
his
have like
face.
meth mouth a little bit, not like
Fine,
too
that's cute,
bad.
kind of. Meth
Yeah,
mouth, whatever.
I think Ryan, I think you're kind of hot. I think you're kind of hot.
I'm
You
just dumb.
have a
I'm
nice
sorry.
body. You're not dumb, man.
I didn't see your body. I bet it's great.
He's the one holding the sign. Look at those arms.
Let
Look
me
at his arms.
see.
You see them veins?
Oh, vascular. That's always a good thing.
The
Are
jeans
those
are a bad
Kirkland
cut,
jeans?
though. I don't know. Yeah. Are those Kirkland? Yeah, the jeans are kind of bad, though, buddy. Also, the haircut's
I think it's great.
weird. So we're not okay. It's fine because we are gay men and we're allowed to do this. Okay, so don't get hissy fit. I know Ryan understands this. He gets it. This is a tribal, as he says in the story, a tribal,
Ceremonial.
ceremonial, tribal kind of thing. So it is a Limit Break. It is on his Substack. Where to begin with this story? Let's talk about like general feelings or whatever, and then we'll start going through line by line. Because I think the story is, I would read more from Ryan.
I'd like to.
I'd like to read more. I think.
There's a lot about it that's really cool. There's some cool lines. It has like a good vibe. I think it reminds me a little of like John Ritchie, especially like Rushes. Not just because of the setting, but because of like, I don't know, like it has desperate vibes. Like,
Yeah, I don't think the desperate vibes are strong enough, though, I guess. Yeah, but no, I see what you mean
you
with
know.
setting. Let me start off by saying that I think the story is good. I think
Yeah.
it is. I think it is good. I there's so there is a lot of ways it could be a lot better. I guess one of the things it's I think it's a shame. I guess I'm showing my hand here. I think it's a shame that out of the whole school of writers that came out in like the late 80s, that Bret Easton Ellis seems to have the most lasting impression. I
Does he
imagine
really? I
how
guess so. He's like the
it was
most
because this
popular guy,
story,
right?
it's super, I think this story is super. A lot of people are trying to do kind of a Bret Easton Ellis thing, and I think it's because,
Not like undeservedly, like his writing's good. I don't know. I haven't read.
Yeah, I know you're a bigger fan of Bret, and I like to think, but I think it's,
I like evil guys.
but it's strange, and I guess because,
The main character is kind of evil. I like
yeah,
him.
to a degree, I kind of don't like him. I kind of think he's
I
dumb.
like a body fascist. I fucking hate fat people, dude.
But like it's kind of a shame that out of that like whole school of writers that Bret Easton Ellis was probably the one who had the not what I would call I imagine because he's the easiest to try and mimic stylistically because you know it's hard to write like David Foster Wallace, it's hard to write like Volman or Catherine Dunn, although the Dunn, yeah, I guess I'm only saying Dunn because Geek Love came out in like 89,
Oh, I forgot about that
but
book.
I like Addict better, and that was
I
like I
didn't read
think
that one. I only read Geek
71
Love.
72, but I would consider her a contemporary or like Jennifer Egan. And you know, Bret Easton Ellis himself owes a ton. I'm not gonna say, I think he bites Joan Didion a lot. I think he really bites Joan Didion pretty hard. Have you ever read Play It As It Lays?
No.
No, it's but that's neither here nor there. So maybe that's part of the reason. I think probably I do then. The bad part of me, the part that's starting to be
David.
gay or whatever, Davis is gonna, you know, the cynical part says it's easy to mimic
The
him.
cynical dude.
Yes, but probably if I'm being more generous, I think it's like that kind of nihilism that Brett, you know, especially in our time, is really easy to feel and try and relate to and want to write about. But the thing is, it's incredibly boring, and it's well covered territory. And it takes a lot to make that kind of nihilism worth it in pop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like the first scene really annoyed me because you said it was supposed to take place in modern times and he's meeting with like a Freudian psychoanalyst. And I don't even know where the fuck you get a Freudian psychoanalyst these days. And I don't know if the narrator's supposed to be really annoying and dumb. Maybe that's really mean. I don't know. I can't tell. It probably is because he seems smart. But like,
So yeah, there's a lot of Bret Easton Ellis kind of thing here, not even like thematically. Just like I think people are really trying because you know what? It sucks to be alive right now. It's also kind of cool and alluring to be like, oh, I don't believe in anything. I don't really feel anything. But like I said, it takes a lot to really sell that.
yeah, I like his aspirations to be like the dude in Half Nelson, to be like a super high functional crackhead with like a cut ass body.
No, yeah, there is in this story, there is a lot of I like the things, I like the direction he's the thing he's trying to do.
I feel like it reads really honest how like brutal and like sort of self-involved and annoying and shit when you are gacked all the time. You know what I mean? That like mix of like hubris and like bad self-esteem, like he sexted with a retard. That line where he,
That was a memorable scene.
yeah, that scene where he says There was a post-nut chill, which was very grim and
See, I hated that line. I think there's so many things in this
I
story
liked it.
that make my eyes just roll.
I had fun, Ryan Peterson.
Yeah, well, that's good. And there is some fun things. I just think,
But I didn't like the analyst. I didn't like it.
no. Oh, well, so the story starts out with a therapy scene. And the first thing I'll say about a therapy scene is therapy openings, or just most therapy sections, are just like really played out, man. Because they have like a reflective nature to them, right? But I think it's like an ill-formed, it's like an ill-informed shortcut to like character building. And there's also like a certain kind of like cringy bragging to it, of like you like
Crackhead shit, bro.
outwitting but you see, this
Drug
is.
addict shit. But it doesn't seem like as self-aware. I don't know,
Yeah, I don't think it's as self-aware as that.
like I said, I feel like he's annoying and
Yeah.
not as smart. Not Ryan Peterson, the main character. I'm not saying anything bad about you.
I think it's not, I feel like it's not disconnected and detached enough to really sell the desolation, to have real desolation seep in. And it's not like tight or sharp enough to kind of show a kind of dissonance between the narrator and the surrounding world. But it does sit in the space between nihilism and kind of a self-aware self-obsession that is kind of strange, and it's kind of a great place. It's definitely a place worth mapping out, and I think that's the core. That's the thing that's interesting and the thread that should have been chased down more. But it just doesn't have that. It's too wishy-washy either way. There's just a lot of stuff that's cringe, and it's not cringe enough.
To be fun.
It's not cringe enough to know that this is a deliberate choice. It just seems empty. You know what I mean? It can be sharper. It can be sharper. It can be tighter. More direction. I think structurally, I think it's very sound. It's very solid. But there's enough little missteps to mangle the whole. You know what I mean? There's all these little tiny stumbles to show how just ill-built the foundation of the story is.
I see what you're saying.
Let's just start digging into it, I guess. So, I like there's a therapy scene right at the very beginning. I like the choice of it being an analyst instead of a therapist, even though,
You're
yeah.
very unusual.
Maybe he lives, I take the impression that this character lives in like New York or something like
Is that
that.
common there?
I would
I feel
imagine
like.
so. There are a lot of psychoanalysts, or a psycho, what is it called? Or psycho, what's the other one? Psycho,
Psycho
psych,
freak.
no,
They're all
psycho freak.
pieces of shit.
The choice of an analyst instead of a therapist, because that's seems like more of a man kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like,
Oh, I feel
these
you.
kind of weird things. But that, you know, again, it's just kind of like a tacky shortcut to thematic weight. You know what I mean? It's like just an un it, like I said, it's a shortcut to these kind of things where you can state how a character feels and things like
Like
that.
right out
Or
and
like some kind of sounding board, just all therapy scenes
I
generally.
don't know if I've ever liked a therapy scene in anything.
Yes.
Maybe Hal and Candenza.
Yeah, that
Yeah, that's the
yes. But
best
that
part.
has a lot more stuff working in it, you know what I mean?
Lots of space behind it.
The line of okay. One thing, I told her that I am the pretty little thing that lives in the house was the title of a movie, an elevated film that Netflix algorithm was trying to force feed me through its suggested viewing tab. Like, just as an example, it's like this is the kind of
I feel like
you're
you could just say like video streaming service or
you could
something.
just say Netflix without the algorithm stuff, because it comes just comes off as like a faux annoying kind of self-awareness. I think later in that, where he says, though I'd yet to actually watch the film, its odd name had a parasitic phrase, a collection of words that despite my best efforts, I couldn't untangle from. Cut out a collection of words, you know what I mean? Because there's these like flashes of not quite purple prose, but it's just like overwrought phrasing that just kind of makes my eyes roll. You know what I mean? And I don't think it's an intentional thing.
No, I don't. I like I said, I feel like he's unlikable, but I don't know how much of it is intentional.
Yeah, I kind of psyop myself into thinking that, you know, because
Maybe I'm just uncharitable.
maybe it's uncharitable. I just think it's not pushed far enough for it to be completely, because it's like there's some kind of plausible deniability that this is like a cool kind of guy, you know what I mean? He's trying to, like I said in the Danielle, whatever the fuck her name is, story, it's like trying to have your cake and eat it too. Although this is
Hers was much worse. It was
much
horrible.
worse,
I hated it so
it
much.
was, it was terrible.
It made my life worse.
A lot of different, like we were saying, that kind of purple prosy, not quite purple prose. I really like that term, but let's say overwrought kind of stuff. It reminds me of Dennis Cooper a lot, which I should like, and I think maybe I do like, but it doesn't have,
I feel like it's not close enough to Dennis Cooper. Like, it's not
it
brutal
doesn't have
enough.
the,
You don't need to have anyone getting their belly slit open.
well,
Like,
no, I'm just talking about like the way that it's written with that kind of over, because he does that a lot too. But it doesn't have like the coyness or the self, like the tongue in
a
cheek.
laughing geisha.
Yes. Yes, like a laughing geisha. And then you also got, you know, Dennis Cooper, also a lot of his characters are literal teenagers. So so you said you like the post nut chill
I
enter
did,
the room.
but maybe I just.
Well, a post nut chill enter the room. Analysts had stroked me to completion.
Oh, I
Now
don't
I
like
was
the
left to
second
deal
part. I
with
don't like the
this.
second part.
It's cringe, bro. It's not funny. It's not deep or meaningful.
That is what analysis seems
It's
like, masturbating for an hour.
not even very pretty. You know what I mean? So it's just you know, it's just kind of things like that. Like just blah, blah. Sorry. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel.
Sorry, Ryan Peterson.
But some things I do like, in the drug dealer scene,
That
where
one I
he's,
like a lot.
that scene is pretty good. I like the choice of methadone
Methadrone, yeah.
as the drug, because that's like, for people who don't know, that's kind of like a designer drug. It's like between Molly and speed. I've never done it myself.
Me neither.
I'd
It's
rather
like
do
British people
weed
do it a
or
lot.
meth. Yeah, that's the thing. See, that's one interesting thing. Like we were talking about with Anna's story, words have these dimensions to them. You know what I mean? They're multidimensional in your head. And I don't know if Ryan's awareness, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he is awareness, but you know, methadrone was like first, well, really its roots were in like the internet. It's been around for a
Really?
very long time, but like in the early years of the internet, that was the
Oh,
first, because it was something
okay.
that you could
'Cause I was gonna
legally,
say, like,
you could legally own it. You know what I mean? And so
yeah.
then it got huge in
And
Europe.
it got banned.
Yeah, eventually got, but it took like 10 years or so from like 2000 or something like that. So I think it's a real good pick. And
It sounds
conjure up all
specific.
those things, especially a gay club kind of thing. Also a designer drug. This is obviously a more affluent
Yes.
sect. And you know, I don't know if that was intentional or it was just real life experience. You know, no smoke, no smoke. You know, probably it was, but you know,
Nothing wrong with that.
if it was an accident, it's still, it's just a great choice. I also like later in that, well, I like the concept of the Friday nights bled into Saturdays, which became indistinguishable from Sundays. Surely this has to end, I would say to myself.
Ah.
At some point, the well must run dry, but it never did. I like that conceptually. I like
Because
that
it's
concept.
like real ass drug addict shit. Like, been
Yeah,
there, dude.
I like the theme, but I don't like I don't like the way it's written. I just don't like the sense. It's just like a really, it kind of just feels tired and kind of uninteresting way to say that. And it's not like insipid enough to inspire the inverse, you know, of this being like a secret.
Revulsion.
You know what I mean?
I would like if it inspired revulsion.
Yeah, it's like there's not, this is what I'm saying. The character's not pushed hard enough that they are like a stupid kind of thing. And you can say maybe it's just a really subtle hand, but I don't know. From the rest of the evidence of the writing, I don't think that's the case. There is something here, but it just needs more work. It needs more workshopping. Like another example, and these are just all little picky things, but the sucrose scent of Miami Mint combined with the after tingle of the meth made me lightheaded. So like something like that, that's, you know, take out sucrose, change after tingle to drip. You know what I mean? Just like tighten up the stuff a little bit. You have like so
Use
many,
less words.
you use less words, make it more direct. You know, because it gives it a kind of floatiness that it doesn't, you know, just doesn't need to be there.
You know, when he says he'd sent a picture of himself, a mirror selfie, he stuck his tongue out at the camera. His face was locked in a permanent wince. I zoomed in and studied his features closely, slanted, upturned eyes, and a flattened nose. An immediate coldness ran down my body. Honestly, it really sounds like he was literally sexting with a retard, like a Down syndrome guy
No,
or an FAS guy.
yeah, towards the end of the story,
That was dope.
he gets this really strange, almost broken English,
Broken.
message on Grindr, from a guy who eventually said, and he's like convincing himself, it's like, wow, this is like, I kind of like love this. I'm kind of like feeling.
Flattered by this.
And then like the guy sends a selfie over, and it's obviously a guy with like complete Down. I think he even says, "Oh my God, I fell in love with a retard. I fell
I
in.
sexted a
I
retard.
sexted a retard." That's great. That
First,
is
they were
awesome.
the sex of an angel, and then they were the sex of a retard.
Yes. Oh man, that's one of those things. Like those were the sexes of an angel. God, cut that line. Get out. What are you doing? That's fucking.
Danielle would write that.
Yeah, it's just stupid, bro. It's just stupid. I'm sorry. But anyway, so the drug dealer scene thing, I really like the inclusion of Amex, using Amex for American
Oh,
Express.
yeah.
Like again, shows th these are just little. But also in that same paragraph, it's like he's comparing the drugs to like the sand in an antique hourglass. It's like this is what I mean, this kind of useless imagery that's not even pretty enough to keep, and it's not stupid enough for it to be an appropriate
Like for it to be
categorization.
an expression of his character, like.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like a sand in an antique.
It's hard
Yeah.
to tell what his perception of the main character actually is and what he
Yeah, I think that's a
intends.
good way of
Like,
putting it. Yes.
if that makes sense, yeah.
Yes. I hate to rip on it so much.
Don't, yeah,
I guess I do
I
like
enjoyed myself.
I no, yeah. Okay, I won't.
Don't be mean. That's your
That's
brand. That's you're mean. You're a
not
mean man.
my not.
Very polite, but mean.
Well, another example of what we were talking about of of this not knowing this place of it, like kind of just this fake deepness that just doesn't seem to be intentional. Like this was the old way of doing things before the fall. My friends and I fashioned ourselves as proto-tribal men of the upcoming of the coming
You
apocalypse.
saying you like
We
infected mushroom a lot?
communed under the influence of folk medicine, danced to the progressive beats at night, fucked each other until the sun came up. It's just like, bro, come, that's like, it's just,
SMH.
yeah, shaking my fucking head, brother. It's like that's not even cool, it's not,
But
whatever.
maybe they're supposed to be lame.
It's like if the guy is supposed to
It's
be
hard to
lame.
tell.
Yeah, this is the thing. It's having your cake and eat it too. You can't, but I like this is the thing. I also like this. I like what's trying to be done about this kind of, like I said, like a kind of Bret Easton Ellis thing of emptiness. This one with the specific focus on like sexual depravity, especially of gay men. Because believe me, gay men know more than anyone that men are fucking evil little,
Eggs.
whole, like just fucking disgusting kind of things, and we love it. But we know more than anyone how much it, and that's kind of what this story gets out of. And it's almost like the dehumanizing aspect of it, how they
The nuts
dehumanize
are
others
evil.
and dehumanize themselves. Yeah, men are evil,
Trashmoids.
trash, trash. And that's kind of like the core of the story. I think, but it doesn't go far enough. I do like the first two paragraphs in the club scene, although I think they could have pushed more of the beauty of Jason. You know what I mean? Make it show me that he is more beautiful. And you do, he does some really great stuff, with like caressing the torso with his curled fingers. You know what I mean? Perfect line segment of his abdomen. I want to feel the beauty.
It's very sad when he asks him why he hasn't taken off his shirt.
Yes, and then that nice response is like a work in progress. So that's super Dennis Cooper to me as well. You know what I mean?
That's very sweet and sad.
What other little didactic notes do I have? I'm sorry, Ryan. I'm sorry. I did. I like I said, the story is good. I like where it's going. It just needs more work and needs to be tightened up. One thing I do like, this is stupid, I guess, but the line when it's at the after party and it goes the sound of Gregorian monks chanting over
I
a
knew you
tune
were
beats
gonna fucking
played
say something about this.
from Bluetooth. So the interesting thing, first off, I have issue with Bluetooth being capitalized because yes, it is a proper noun, but it's also like
a refrigerator.
It's not a refrigerator, but it is. It's now ubiquitous. You know what I mean? So I don't. But that's just a stylistic choice. But one thing I want to say about that. But Bluetooth is actually was the nickname of a Nordic king.
What?
Yes, he
What
was.
was this shit? What did he do?
He was a Viking king in like
Rape.
9th century, 10th century. And actually, the Bluetooth logo is a
Are you
Nordic
for real?
ruin for the king's initials.
Oh.
And like I said, this is a nice little happenstance kind of
Yeah,
thing. You
that's
know what I
dope.
mean? Especially with so much talk about, body fascism kind of.
Which rocks again?
Yes, which rocks.
I don't even think fat people should have walkers or canes or like wheelchairs because I think it would give them more exercise and make their like muscles better and their stamina better if they had to
Because they
drag
can
themselves
carry more
across the
weight.
floor
Yeah.
like animals.
No, this is, you can't, well, we
I
can't.
can't say that. We can't put it in. I don't mean like animals. I mean like fat people who are crawling. I don't mean animals.
Yeah, well, okay. I just have more little things like that. I don't want to belabor the point anymore. I'm sorry. I take a lot of notes. I want the work to be better, and I take it like I am your editor, Ryan. I'm sorry. But you have something here. Oh, well, I will say one little thing. Man, after the retard part, I really love the retard part. It's
Yeah.
really funny, but the paragraph that follows it up, the there is no ambiguity one, the picture was undeniable.
Oh.
I felt like I was going to faint. I tried to keep up some facade of rationality, laughing off the encounter is one of the many pitfalls of being online. But the din of my lizard brain's chant, "You sexted a retard. You sexted with a fucking retard." Overpowered any of my countervailing thoughts. The intrusive choir resolving into a litany of anxieties. You are the thing that's dumb and that's deaf and dumb. The thing that begs online. The thing that lives in hell. Like
I like it.
I only like the thing that begs online.
I like all of it. I think it's
Okay,
funny.
I did
I
just
think
makes
it's
my.
good.
How about we wrap this up? We'll talk about the end. So the ending section really leaves me cold. I think it squanders the energy of the last paragraph. It kind of makes it fizzle. I understand the connection between like the man in the cage that's in the catacombs and like his wail that's like inhuman and this desire, where he wants to be crushed by a bunch of men. And that whale, but I feel like it should either be more direct because so far the story has been like pretty literal, probably to its detriment. And also the scream without a body, that it ends with a scream without a body. That really undermines the idea altogether. It just doesn't really work as far as making the whole. And I think maybe what could help that is just the word choice. Like there's not enough word choice to show this annihilation, you know what I mean? Like the last paragraph, what I need is was 1,000 thick me necked men to pin me to the ground and smother me with their protruding bellies. I wanted to feel my bones snap underneath the weight. I wanted my muscles to ooze in liquefaction. The men would hear my muffled screams from underneath the dog pile just before my lungs punctured. And with my last breath, I'd still plead for more. The unceasing wail, finally free of its flesh, a scream without a body. I think you got to make it pop, man. I think you need harsher, sharper language, more violent word choice. This is like get rid of muffled, get rid of dog. So it's like the men would hear my screams from under or underneath the pile. I think you also repeat my bones snap underneath the weight and then underneath the dog pile. Make one of them under. And the reason I say that is because you don't want these repetitions because they're going to start zoning the reader out, these repetitions. And this is your most visceral part. This is your horrifying conclusion. And it's your end. It's the last thing that you would want there. So I don't know, make it harsher, make it sharper. I mean, it's a moot point because the story's already done, but learning experience, I guess. But yeah, I guess final notes. Good job. I think you did a good job.
I had fun, Ryan Peterson.
I had
Thank you for your
fun.
story.
You can't keep doing this.
Why not?
All
Is that
these.
gay or is that
Thank you
good?
for the story. It
I mean,
goes against the whole
if
style.
send them. Well, I guess you don't have to, but it seems rude not to. Like they wrote the whole thing. I think you're being mean.
I'm not being mean. Oh, okay. So you have any final things?
Yeah, can I tell you about Drake D'Angelo?
Yeah.
Oh, about the story? Not really. I had a good time. There was something I didn't like the beginning. I didn't like the end, but I liked the drug dealer scene a lot. I liked the sexting with the retard scene. There were some really enjoyable, funny things in there. I just think it was like a little uneven, I guess. Like I didn't have as much fun some parts, or think it was like as well put together, I guess. But I don't feel as critical about it as David.
No, it's just my opinions, guys. It's just my opinions. It's just one man with a microphone.
Big fire.
A big fire.
The landlord next door, it was foreclosure season, so he torched the back room of the house right next to us.
But so he, I guess he was losing, he was going to be losing the house or something
It
like that.
wasn't going well.
And so he caught him. I don't know how someone's caught on fire.
Yeah, it licked our trees. We have a brick house, but it was very bad.
We had just paid our taxes too. So it was like, what the fuck? What did you? Anyway, but so those guys, they have a bunch of contractors over there now, and the house was sold to this almost, it kind of looks like Nigel
I
Thornberry
haven't
kind
seen
of
him.
guy. You haven't
What?
seen him? Yes, yeah, he looks like Nigel.
What?
And he's trying to just handle all these contractors.
And they hate each other.
They hate him. But while you were gone there, they had some kind of huge fight. They had some kind of huge fight, and I just hear them all screaming and just like a bunch of black guys bullying this but ruthlessly caught him gay, caught him a little faggot, caught him a retard, just bullying him while like fucking Little John and Nelly plays super loud. And I don't know what the fuck they're doing over there. How do you know what I saw the what I saw the other night was they were working at night. It was a night kind of thing.
They always work at night, and it looks like they're lighting shit by like their cell phone
They are. That's
flashlight.
what they're
Is that what's
doing.
happening?
Yes, they don't have any
Really?
flashlights or work lamps.
That's
They have
crazy.
guys who are, you have guys who are struggling to like hold a board in while keeping their self. They're using their cell phone. But yes, so the damn, and they honestly haven't been back for a few days now. I wonder if that was like a breaking point, but that was a huge thing. That was a huge thing. Also, while you were gone, Stanley.
Our cat.
Yeah, our cat Stanley, he's a boy. He's like 10 years old. He's
Yeah.
a Ouija, and he's
Norwegian forest cat.
and I guess it had just become too much to bear, not seeing his other dad, and he just he would just stalk around the house looking for girls to beat up. Just
He has three sisters.
yeah, they have three little sisters, and he's just stalks around screaming and beating their ass.
He likes to punch them in the head for no
Yeah,
reason.
there's just no reason. And you see, the thing is, it's just like he's so attached to me, like to the point of like
It's insane.
he won't leave me alone. He just wants attention all the time. We have a pizza box that's been on my desk for
We cleaned it. We cleaned it.
yeah, but it's been there for like 4 months.
Not that long.
Yes,
Really?
like
Holy fuck.
4 months. And
He's fucked.
yeah, and every time we tried to take it away, he would just scream and get mad, and he just won't let us take the. He's sitting on it right now.
Yeah.
He loves the fucking pizza box.
And we tried to replace it with a different one and he didn't like it.
No, he didn't like it. He threw a fucking huge ass fit, so we had to go down and dig out from the garbage this new pizza box for him. But yeah, he just loves to fucking beat the hell out of his sisters, scream at them, hiss at them, but only when he's not getting any attention. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? Remember, he got very sick once,
Very sick. He almost died. The vet told us he wasn't going to make it.
but he went through some kind of like extreme trauma,
Yes.
depression kind of
He
thing.
knew he was going to die, I think.
Yeah, but so when he got better, he would freak out and throw a fit unless turned on a pop radio station.
Yeah, like top 40s hits on a record player.
The shittiest stuff in the world. And then he would calm down and he just lay on top of the record player and just for hours just listen to the worst fucking music.
And you would look, I've never seen a cat look so miserable.
So fucking blissed out.
No, he looked so sad.
Yeah, but I mean,
it was the only thing
music,
he had.
He loved the music. He loved the music so much. Did I tell you about the Kurt Cobain AI that they have?
No.
I don't know what they're training it
with,
but I guess Facebook. No, it's Meta now. Meta. So you know how they have those AI chatbots?
Sure.
Yeah, well, they're making them of famous people. There's a Billy Joel Armstrong one. I'm sure there's more. But there's a Kurt Cobain one, and it's so funny because he just talks like a regular AI bot.
Oh, really?
But it's like Kurt.
Does he have like the TikTok voice?
Yeah, he's like, oh wow, fam, this is crazy.
Oh, he uses fam. He says
fam. He doesn't say fam, but that kind of nature. You know what I mean? Man, I fucking hate AI though.
Yeah.
I think you know if I you know probably usually I'm on the wrong side of history with this kind of stuff, but that's fine. Fucking kill it. It's an abomination. It's destroying the earth.
It is.
What was that? I don't even want to call it discourse, but we've heard these different arguments of AI, especially for writing, is like a tool to help people.
And it's ableist to not support it because people can't write good.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know what the argument for it's like.
Sorry, you're retarded. I don't know.
Text to speech works. Can you not chicken peck out that?
Being bad at writing is not a disability, bro. Being blind is a disability.
Yeah. I mean, writing it's a craft. It's just a craft. You know what I mean? If you can't do it, then you can't do it. Go do fucking something else. You know what I mean?
That girl we heard about, that high school girl who graduated with honors and got a free ride to a college and she couldn't even read and write. She'd been using, like, what, ChatGPT to do all her homework and shit.
They're done. They're, as they say, they're cooked.
Cooked.
And good. Because they're going to be the fucking psychos that are going to be trying to hunt me down in like 10 years.
Drink blood out of your skull.
Trying to drink blood out of my skull. They're going to be protecting their puddles. You know? <What's that?
laughs> It's like the same thing as a washcloth. Poor person.
Do you know what happened to Ferd the other day? I guess.
What? Who? Oh, Ferd, that lookout guy?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go back. So there's a guy. Named Ferd. He's on Twitter.
Is he European or something?
He's like, I think he lives in some Scandi kind of area. All right, his name is Ferd. And okay, let me say this. He is disabled. All right.
Like legit disabled.
He is a disabled person. But he's also a crazy white nationalist, which is also just a bizarre thing to be like, secure the white race. Like, so,
secure the dysgenic white race. Yeah,
but he has a very confusing set of beliefs where he is a socialist leftist who also thinks white blood needs to be preserved. And he's so fucking ugly and he's super gay. And so he's always trying to post these.
Takes a lot of selfies.
Yeah, he takes these selfies, like these kind of thirst trap kind of selfies. But I mean, he's a retarded guy, dude.
He's not very attractive.
No, he's hideous. He looks
hideous. Bad.
And he doesn't have Down syndrome or anything
that.
He's just, maybe he's, I don't even think, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with him.
He caught like a direct hit in the womb. He's not astray. Like, he's done.
There was this whole thing where he was caught in these really confusing, like, ersatz negotiations between himself and his mother and these people who own a guinea pig farm so that he could adopt guinea pigs. And this went on for, like, 2 weeks. And he did finally get a guinea pig, which is good. But the main thing that happened is he tried to go to a socialist protest because he's a socialist. You know what I mean? I guess he really is a red-brown kind of guy, huh? He's a socialist. But he was getting so mad, and he was because everyone was making fun of him. And
he made fun of him?
Yeah, he said everyone was bullying him and making fun of him. And he says it's because he's disabled and because he's ugly. But it's like, Man, I'm sure that you were popping off some N-words and stuff like that
ADF
during
style.
Ferd. I'm sure that you were being very racist,
And rude.
and rude. There's no way you went to a pro although it is nice to think of like going to a protest and be like, "Oh my God, this nigga ugly. Look
Can
at
you
him."
say that on here?
Emily wouldn't let us say nigga.
But you.
I can say nigga. I'll probably go. Oh, but yeah, that's what's been happening with Ferd. He got bullied at the.
Bullied at the socialist
Yeah,
protest.
just to think that, like, it is great to think of, like, someone would be like, you are so ugly. Just bullying him for being, like, ugly and retarded. That's what. I don't think that's quite what it is. I'm sure he thinks
Fur.
enough about the white bloodlines, how they need to be secured, and how the Nord. That's what he says, the Nord race,
The Nord race.
which is we a weird way to refer to it because that. It's like the
Isn't
Nord.
that Skyrim?
It's like Nords are just Skyrim.
I don't think they say Nords
They
about
don't.
like human people.
No. They don't do that. But yeah. So
That's
that's what
really
he's been
funny.
doing. That's what he's been doing.
Yeah.
Oh, one last thing. Man, should we show them the white men positioned? Should we talk
You
about
didn't, we
that
tried to
next?
talk about it last
Yeah.
time, but I don't think
So
it went
yeah,
well.
I have talked
And it's
about this.
very funny.
I've talked about this on the pod before, but it's always been cut. But now I'm in control, and so it will not be cut this time. So we do some. We're enthusiasts. We like to look and see what's happening in all writing communities. And there is a little kind of community on Tumblr. Is that right? Is it
Yes.
Tumblr? So there's an account, and it's run by a gay white man, from what I can gather. And it's
Oh,
called,
you have it up right now.
yeah, it's called White Man Positions. Okay. And so what it does is it posts pictures that are usually AI generated and then a nice little,
Like a blurb.
we'll call a flash fiction, a nice little flash fiction.
Yes.
So Lynn, come
How
over
it
here.
should be.
Can you describe this picture for me?
So the first picture is a white man in a hard hat, with little shitty jeans on, white tennis shoes. He's pointing at some architectural drafts. And behind him is a Middle Eastern man in overalls with a yellow hard hat and another Middle Eastern man with a black sweatshirt that says Yusuf. And the second picture, is that a carrot in his mouth?
I think it's a popsicle.
So the white guy's on his knees in a submissive position on the ground with like a carrot or a popsicle in his mouth, and behind him is the crew, although there's now four of them, Middle Eastern guys looking on.
Two of them that look exactly the same or dress the same. They
They're
maybe
dressed like
twins.
Bob the Builder.
They really are. Okay, so here's the nice little flash fiction that accompanies this. At first, the French architect believed he was entitled to his share of opinions on the construction site, but it didn't take long for Youssef to show him his true place in the hierarchy. On his knees, ass up, a
Oh.
lollipop in his mouth to shut him up and prepare his lips for stiff, brown, Arab dick.
Hell
Youssef
yeah.
let his buddies come first. After then, it was his own turn. With the white man's lips and hair covered in cum, he gave him an abundant load of fertile Arab seed deep in his throat. Being last, he makes sure that his taste lingers in the architect's mouth for the rest of the day, ensuring him that he stays confronted with the degrading things he underwent. This is how white men learn.
And it is. Freud would not like this.
No, Ferd would not like this. I would like to check up every now and then
Yes.
on white man positioned, because this is
This
something.
is tagged Algerian gay.
Oh, yes, Algerian gay, tagged gay Arabic,
Eurabia.
Arabization,
Arabization. Arab master. Some
Arabist,
French shit, I don't know.
Marcone. So, we'll be checking back every now and then.
We'll
That's
keep up
just,
with him.
we'll keep up with him. But thank you for this special episode of the Response Pod. Thank you, Lynn, for
Thank
helping
you.
me out.
I hope you don't hate me too much.
Yep, Mario will be back next week. Emily will not be back.
She's going.
She has been gone. She is gone. Thanks, guys. Have a good Friday. Sabbath.
It's Friday. Sabbath. Hell yeah. Bye.